Imagine the following scenario, Rabbi Yisai. You've got a goy who switches on the light in a room in which there is some yidden and some goyim. What would you say? Mutter, why? Since it's not dafke for yidden, you can assume there's goyim there, he could have done it for the goyim. Ah, you're going to say maybe, well, he did it for the yidden as well. He's yidden there as well. Are you going to say he did it for the yidden? It is a bit of both. So he might. Shulchan Aruch say base. What would you say? Walk out or stay in?
Stay in.
Stay in. Says Shulchan Aruch, he is soil ve'enam Yehudim. If you've got Jews and Gentiles, she'sei bu'yachat, they were sitting, reclining, enjoying each other's company peacefully, together. Ve'hidlik eino Yehudi neir, and the goy switches on the light. He is madlik, he kindles a light for the public. So, the way you define if this is considered an insahana or it's not an insahana, im roiv einam Yehudim, if the majority is goyim, mutar leishtamesh le'oiroi, you're allowed to have benefit and enjoy the light. Im roiv Yisrael, however, if the majority is yidden, oyafilu mechtzal mechtzal, even if it is equally Gentiles and Jews, 50% against 50%, also it's going to be awesome. So we're learning, following what we discussed yesterday, there's two Isurim. There's one Isur of Amir Lenochi, per se, and there's another Isur of Hano. Hano benefit from a Loch which a Goy did for a Yid. So if a Goy walks into a room and he switches on the light, we want to know, is there an Isur Hano, yes or no? And there's a public there, there's an Olim there, there's a crowd there. So in order to define as to whether it's Mutter or also to have benefit from this light, you've got to look at the majority. Majority rules. Majority rules. If it is majority of Yidden, then it's also. If it's a majority of Goyim, it's going to be Mutter.
So why what's an
Afkamina? What's an Afkamina?
I mean, say, if the Goyim itself, there's not
the says the Mishnah Berurah, explains this very point. Ve'im roiv einam Yehudim, says the Mishnah Berurah, seif koton, tes, vav, demistoma adaita deruba ka'ovit. These are the key words here. Since that generally a person will do this act of switching the light on, he will do it for the majority of the people. He looks at the majority and he looks, if the majority is goyim, then probably that's whom he had in mind. If the majority is Eden, that's whom he had in mind. Why? Who did he do it for? Who did he do it for?
He wants light. He wants to sit down and read.
For himself?
Yeah. Well, what else did you turn
on? No, so we're talking about that he's not necessarily doing it for himself. He's doing it for the crowd. He's doing it if he wants to serve. He wants to do a service for the crowd. So, Lemaisa, we're going to see, that tells us, Mechzal Mechzal, if it's equally 50-50%. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why it is also, is why is it also, at times from the Lekel Lemekim Nolim Milz, it's very long dish, you cannot assume that it's a heter here. In Bishvilen Yehudik of it, did he do it for the Goyim, or Bishvil Yisrael of it, or did he do it for the Yid? So we don't have an established heters, therefore you have to assume that it's also. The second pshat of the Mishnah Berurah is equally interesting, is that you have to assume that if it's half-half, then he must have done it equally for both crowds, the Yiddish crowd and the Goyish crowd. And therefore you have to assume, and then therefore there's an element of it which was done for Yid, and therefore it's also.
So if you're trying to quantify Mechzal Mechzal, are we being Meduyuk with that, or are we saying it's roughly half-half?
No, exactly.
And if it's there's 100 people, do we say it's 100 people with 50 Yid and 50 Goyim, but he's one of the 50?
About himself. Where did I see the Shailich? Whether he's included?
Because if there are 50 and 50 plus him, then that's already...
I forgot where I saw this, as to whether he's counted or not. I thought this is... I don't remember where I saw about he himself.
There are dead people coming and going the whole time.
Yeah, so the Mishabu says, you go, Mishabu earlier, skip this, says that what happens later, that's not relevant.
But you're not going to be able to count how many people were Jews and how many people were non-Jews at the time of the Torah, if people keep coming and going.
You have to look, how practically you're going to count, I don't know. It's not relevant what happens later, really.
If it's a large island,
then people coming in and out,
so would you just have to be machmir?
Probably, based on, maybe, yeah. Unless there's a nikkur, if it's pretty much within 50-50, I suppose the answer is yes. You have to be machmir. Now, it says that, v'imei sheichach shel tzrich en yehud madlika. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, and that's maybe a little bit to going towards Rabbi Fengel's point. V'imei sheichach shel tzrich en yehud madlika. If there's a chacha, there's evidence, it appears, it seems very, very strongly that he's doing it for the Oyne Yehudi, he's actually doing the light for his colleague, his friend, the Goy, as opposed to the Yidin over here. That's your point. Whose point was it? I think your point. That you could see that he's doing it for himself more than for anybody else. He's not necessarily doing it for the service of the public, but he's doing it for himself. The Goy is doing it for himself more than for anybody else. Then, although the majority is Yidin, it's still going to be mutter. So we're learning as follows. If you could see that he's not doing it for himself, he's doing a public service. So then you have to see what the majority is. Because he's obviously doing it for the majority. 50-50, we're going to be machmir. However, if there's any reason to assume, strong reason to assume, that he's doing it for a guy, including himself, you can see that he's switching the light on and he's going to read there, or he's doing it for, then obviously it's going to be mutter because he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. So obviously it doesn't make a difference if the majority, 99% are Yidin. It doesn't make a difference because he's doing it for himself. And that's why there's no Issa Hanor from Ma'aseh Goy. Similarly also, the Mishnah B'Halacha discusses what, he said that not all the majorities are equal. You know, what's the saying about communists? That not all the, everybody's equal, everybody's,
what's?
Yeah, no, we're good. So that's what the B'Halacha says. Who is this quotation from again? Okay. Because that's what the B'Halacha says over here. He says you can have two crowds, but he says that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's 50-50. He says if one of them there is a VIP, a very famous person there, and it's obvious that the guy switching the light on, he's not doing it for the 50% of the Eden, or the 70% of Yidin, or in fact for the 99% of Yidin, he's clearly switching the light on for that very famous Goy, then it's fine as well. Yidin allowed to have benefit from it. Because it's evident that he's doing it for this VIP rather than for the 90% of Yidin. Similarly also, if there's any reason to assume that, you know, the reason why I switched this on over here, it's not for the Yidin over here. He's doing this because his own sake, he's doing it for the, pardon? Yeah, his father, very good. Absolutely, that's in line with the B'Halacha. He says, Loi kol harabim shovim, says the B'Halacha. Not all the groups are equal. Not everybody's equal. Some are not more equal than others. Some are more important than others. And if it's evident that he's switching, that he's doing this for that particular person, then it's going to be mutter if that person wants to go. Im choshev shadvorim oichichim shebishvil nase ahol chinachov. Yeah. To ask him, very interesting question. Gabi wants to know, can you ask the guy who switched the light on or not? That's a very, very interesting question. Let's think about this. Very interesting question. Can you ask the guy, there was 90 Yidden and 3 goyim, and he switched the light on. Are you allowed to ask him, my dear friend, who did he switch the light on or not? And then if he says, well, I switched on for my 3 colleagues, the Gentiles, could you do that? Yes or no? So I don't know for sure. My instinct tells me, pardon?
Why would you want to?
I would ask him because... Right, could you be like, if he says, I did it for my Goyish friends, rather than he did it for the 90 Yidden, so would you be allowed to believe him or not? So I didn't see anything about it. It's a very interesting question. My feeling is that it doesn't help to ask him, he doesn't have an emonus. He doesn't have an emonus because now he's chacha, and although we say normally, I don't think that applies over here, and I think that we have to always go with what the B'Halacha says, that mistoma adaita the rubber covid. You have to assume that it did according to the rov. It's a very interesting question. I really find it a very, very beautiful question. I think that the answer is you don't go according to, he doesn't have an emonus. Right. Now, everything we discuss now is about the safe base that we touched on now, that we learned now, Baruch Hashem. That discusses, again, I said we keep on playing between the Issa Amir al-Anochi and the Issa of Hano. We discussed now the Issa of Hano. So, Melach was performed by a guy. We want to know, are you not to have any benefit from it or not? So we're going to look at the majority of people, right, as discussed now. Good. Now, the Gemara now switches. We have to be very, very aware of it, that it switches now, and this Gemara now is probably one of the most widely, and certainly one of the most controversial Gemaras with regards to Amir al-Nochi. One of the most widely quoted, and certainly one of the most controversial ones, and very, very interesting Gemara, which is, again, not about the Issa Hano, but rather we're switching now to the Issa of Amir al-Nochi. Says the Gemara the following words. Yesh oimrim, some say, the muta loim alein yehudi, you're allowed to tell a goy, lahadlik noy neir l'suda Shabbos. You've got a dark suda. The light went off. Shabbos light went off. He says the Gemara, you're allowed to go up to the goy and say, please, do you mind? Could you please switch on the light for me? Because I'm sitting in darkness. I'd like you, not indirect, very direct. Could you please switch on the light for me? Because he's sitting in darkness for the suda of Shabbos. Some say you're allowed to do that. Why? Mishum de svir alei. Because they hold, this opinion holds, the muta amir alei in Yehudi, that amir alei nochi is muta, afilu ba melocha gmur, even if it's for Torah melocha, b'moko mitzvah, in an instance of a mitzvah. Suda Shabbos, undoubtedly, is a mitzvah. To eat on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Now, you're dark, and the reason why you're switching the lights on is because you want to eat properly the suda. You're allowed to go up to the goy and tell him, please can you switch the light on because it's for tzorich suda, which is a tzorich mitzvah. This is the Bala Itta, the famous shitta of the Bala Itta, which is why they quote in the Rishonim, that Amir al-Nochi is mota b'moka mitzvah. Whenever it comes to a mitzvah matter, you're allowed to ask a goy to do melacha for you. And may I again emphasize, that's even without the remiza. Straight out. Please switch on the light for me. I'm sitting in darkness. Please, can you do this for mitzvah purpose? Won't be another example? For mitzvah? Pardon? Chasn is coming in a minute. A contemporary example would be?
Carrying a baby to the shul.
Carrying baby to shul. Why is that more mitzvah?
Yeah, because of the bris.
For the bris, yeah. To ask a goy to take a baby to shul for me. Raps a very good example.
But this is not just helping the mitzvah. This is not going to be that.
It's very fascinating point. Moshe, our tainus, and he said, hold on a sec. Can you eat in darkness or not? It's possible. It's very uncomfortable. But it's possible. I'm sure I've sat in darkness in the past. I'm saying you can sit in darkness and eat. It's difficult, but you can do it. So you said that it enhances the Shabbos Suda, but it's not that you can't be kind of into that. It's a very good question, and I have not got a perfect answer for that question. But the Bala Itta seems to be saying that even that is considered Tzorich mitzvah. And I'm carrying on. We're not finished the Bala Itta. Shall pize, according to this, noagu rabim, many people are accustomed to have a minik, lehokel, tend to be lenient, bedova, with this matter, letzavois, to instruct, le'en Yehudi to the goy, lehadlik, neirois, letzorich suda, there is a common minik, a common custom to instruct on the goyim to put on candles for the Suda, Bifrat, especially Pesaudas Chasana, as we've discussed many times in the past, it was a minik to have Chasna meals on Friday night because it was cheap, and that's when people could afford giving flashy meals. Chasna Sudas was very commonly arranged for Friday night, or Mila or Bris Mila, which takes place on Shabbos. You want to have candles, you want to have light, you're allowed to ask a goy to switch it on for you. Lechatchila according to the Bala Itta. Ve'ein moich chabiyotam, no protest. Says it's a well-established minik to be soimach on the Bala Itta, And the concept is, Amira lenochi is mutter letzorich mitzvah. Ramah says, V'yesh la'achmi b'mokim shen tzorich gadol. Ramah says, one second over here, don't push it. That's to always be matter like the Bala Itter, although the Bala Itter based himself on Gemara and his Korayas. But Trema says, don't go that far. To not rely on this heter of Amira Lenochi Bemokim Tzorich Mitzvah to be Mutter, you can't rely on that. Only in the following case. Yesh Lachmir, you should be Machmir, Bemokim Shein Tzorich Godel. You can only do so if it's a Tzorich Godel, if there's a great necessity. Because Roiva Poiskim, the majority of the authorities, Cholkim disagree al Tzvaruzu on this understanding of this opinion of the Bala Itter. Finally, come on, Simon Shin Zayin. And so we have the Ramah, who brings the Bala Itter and appreciates it, but he says, the only time we are lenient like the Bala Itter, the Amir al-Nochi, the Tzorich Mitzvah is Mutter, is only if there is an additional aspect of it, an additional knatch to it, an additional sniff to it, which is that it's a tzorich god, if there's a great need for it. If there's no great need, then do not be lenient. Only if there's a great need. So I will give an example. If you've got, maybe it's uncomfortable, and I'm going to say it's cold, the house is cold, the house is cold. Yeah, the house is cold. A tzin is not a perfect example, but I'm just going to use that with a bit of a disclaimer. I'm going to use this example. House is cold and you don't have an onik Shabbos. So you want to ask a goy to switch the heatings on Shabbos from Melach de Reise. So according to the Bala Itta, what's the halacha? Onik Shabbos. Pardon? Put a jumper on his head. It's not even within the ghetto of onik Shabbos. So okay, so I hear. According to Bala Itta, one could argue that it would be muta. According to the Ramah, it's definitely also not tzorich gadol, because you could certainly say bigs of comfortable otherwise. It's not tzorich gadol, we manage with that. Now, tzinna, cold is a bit of a, it's not a perfect example, but may I mention the following case? What about if the light is on? What about if the light is on in a bedroom and you're not able to sleep? Oh. Okay. So, it's also not a perfect example, because it's not, because, I'll soon say why, but let's assume that it's a melacha d'oraisa and it's a mira l'nochi. If the light is on, you want to switch the light off because you can't sleep. Light stayed on. So what will be the, according to the Bala Ital, to sleep on Shabbos, mitzvah, yeah? Pardon?
No, mitzvah to sleep any more than a real day.
Let's assume for a minute that there is. Yeah, there's a taz, there's a shach. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there is a bit of mamakomas for that, but it would be a tzorich mitzvah according to Ramah. However, it's certainly also as far I'm going to say something where I'm wrong, but according to Ramah, at this point we're going to say that it's also because it's not tzorich gadol, you'd manage with that. But I'm still not, the reason why I'm not right in this example is because of the following point, and that's really critical. Everything we discuss now is only it's specifically with regards to a melacha d'oraisa. Everything that the Bala Itta is mati is even mati a melacha d'oraisa. And when the Ramah is machmir, the Ramah says it's talking about melacha d'oraisa. If it's a drabonon, the halacha will be more lenient. In the case I'm talking about switching light off, that's a melacha drabonon, and therefore the halacha is maybe different. Yeah.
From the words of the Ramah, it's clear that he says when it's a tzorich gadol, you can't be mitzvah god, but it doesn't say that you can't be you can't hit to a goy if it's not a tzorich gadol but it's still for a mitzvah. So I wonder where that seems to be in between case that there's no, it's not clear how,
if it's not tzorich gadol,
but maybe you can be marami.
Yeah, so we'll get to Remes. Remes, you're right. Yeah.
And the second thing is, I know that we said the shus is not, yeah, more maker than,
correct,
the shus. So if you ask the goy to ask another goy, is that...
Okay, yes, the answer is Amir. The Amir is more lenient, and we'll get to that as well, Mitzvah Hashem. The answer is correct. Yeah.
Can you do a mitzvah there in order to make it?
Very good question. Could you, in order to, you have a case of a malacha d'oraisa, and you want to ask a goy to do a malacha, but you want to create a mitzvah that it should be a tzarich mitzvah.
Put the light on for the Jews. Put the dark in there, put it on the walls out. So now you don't want to walk out. So what are you going to do? I'll bring a sefer Torah, do Chris
Torah. Yeah, it's a very interesting question. I think... Now, according to the Ramah, I think the answer is that still it won't be quite. It wouldn't be within the category of a tzarech gadol. But according to the Balei Itta, could be yes. But according to the Ramah, who says that it must be an element of a tzarech gadol, I don't think that's a tzarech gadol because you have created the need as far as the mitzvah is concerned. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I think tzarech gadol would be hard to justify according to the Ramah.
This is
a goy. What? Give me exactly the case.
Switch
the lights on. Yeah. What do you say?
It's a melacha
d'oraisa. The fact that it's before Shabbos, that's where it helps. You're saying that, according to the Ramah, it's a tzarech gadol, and it has to be a mitzvah. You see that it is? Yeah. Let me see what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a kotn chav beis, and you tell me what you think. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to understand. It seems to be very vague. This what the Balei Itta says that a tzarech mitzvah is more. You know, it's very hard to categorize a tzarech mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a massive disclaimer, and that it says as follows: bottom line, if gotten chav base, b'mokem mitzvah, livnois beis kneses b'shabbos al yedein yehudi. He's building a shul on a mitzvah. Generally speaking, is building a shul a mitzvah? To build a shul, is that a mitzvah? It sure is. So the Magen Avraham, this is Magen Avraham, says one thing. So anyone have a good idea? So ask a goy to continue building the shul on Shabbos. It's a melacha d'oraisa, but it's a tzarech mitzvah. According to the Balei Itta, Hamir Anochi of a tzarech mitzvah is muta. So according to the Balei Itta, says the Magen Avraham, it would appear that it's muta to ask a goy to build a shul on Shabbos. Tzarech mitzvah. So why not? Why not? Why not? Right. So even according to Balei Itta, it's also the Magen Avraham explains that. Who said Tzarech Shabbos? Balei Itta didn't say that. And according to what you were saying, what if it's the final stone, which night after that you can move in the final, yeah. So Mishnah Berurah said no. All that Alidein it was Kozam Magen Avraham. The also filled Dasa Itu. You can't. It's like if it's you certainly can't ask a goy to build a shul on Shabbos. Although it's a mitzvah, I'm prima godim shemasik mishum to have a mitzvah she'enu everes she'ochel ibnoi su b'chol. That's pretty much in line what you're saying. Nearly. Mishnah Berurah says that anything is in the name of the Achorim, that anything which can be done on Shabbos and can only be done on Shabbos, only that's where the heter applies. So if something can also be done equally well on weekdays, the heter of the Balei Itta doesn't apply. So now we're learning Rabbosai. We are defining now Tzarech Mitzvah. And Tzarech Mitzvah is the building of shul. It's certainly not considered Tzarech Mitzvah because you can do that 6 days a week. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. So a mitzvah is only defined as something which can only be done on Shabbos, such as the case of, the atlokas neiras on Shabbos. You can only take place after Shabbos. It's too late. It's too dark. You can't sort out the matzah anymore. So that's how you define a tzarech mitzvah.
We only learn Hilchos Shabbos the 39 melachos chazachas because they didn't build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. That's the makor. So it seems a bit strange that you would try and be matter of building a shul when actually all of Hilchos Shabbos comes from that you can't build Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
it's probably not a greater tzarech than.
Yeah. Okay, but I hear it's a very interesting point. Okay, but in terms of Amir Enochi, I suppose it's a chilek. Over there, obviously it was not within Amir Enochi. Was Melocha Mamash. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he brings in Sefkot and Chav Dalet the following. She'ein v'chulu. V'shlohech me'af l'tzorech kol. Now, the Mishneh Berurah goes a step further. And he says, we have established, in the Ramah says, that the Balaitu, we can rely on the Balaitu, of Amir l'nochi v'lochu d'ereise. L'tzorech mitzvah is muta, the Ramah says, only for the tzorech kol. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot and Chav Dalet. V'shlohech me'af l'tzorech kol. V'shlohech says, no. Even if it's a great need, you can't. Shekein ro noyagim bekeles chshuvim, in important communities, the Shlosh says, they were stringent in this matter. And they did not rely at all on the Balaita. Sheyosh mechshechav motze Shabbos, they used to sit in darkness on motze Shabbos, afilu bechasne, ad sheyoyim bo akol bochud, you would sit in darkness on motze Shabbos until, really, motze Shabbos. Vechenoagu, harash, kshoyosodim et sloshu de shlish, when they used to eat shalashudas, they wouldn't ask the goyim to put the lights on. Now this gives us a bit of an insight, how they were lenient, based on the Balaita. So again, the shuls on Shabbos afternoon, they got dark. So what were they doing? They would ask a goy to put to light the candles, and like this they would be able to have shalashudas together, and not to sit in darkness, and to daven like this with bright light. So why is this muta according to the Balaita? Amir l'nochi, of a tzorech mitzvah. And according to the Ramah, would it be muta or not? It is. Tzorech kol. Yeah, you consider it tzorech kol. But nevertheless, the Shlo is machmir, he says you can't. For prima godi mitzad lehokel lehadlik ala dein yehudi b'motzei Shabbos tzorech mitzvah, af tshodayin b'en ha-shmoshes, v'chein b'chol erev Shabbos b'en ha-shmoshes tzorech mitzvah, v'atay muta k'tele kamonsi m'shin me'en beis. So he says that even if, in principle, it is a tzorech mitzvah, and it's a tzorech kodl, there is room for stringency. There is room for stringency. I think that I can appreciate why, and the Rabbonim often are machmir in this matter as well. And I think I can appreciate why. And my own personal theory is as follows. The term, as we mentioned a minute ago, tzorech mitzvah is a very, very hard to define geder. It's very hard to define tzorech mitzvah. We have had, as an example, we've had in Shin, which simon was it? In earlier simon we had, that about fliegen bis finna, we had a case that you're allowed to go out 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos into the boat. You remember the Zalochas? We learned there that going le panosse, if you're going out of town, for panosa purpose, it was called explicitly the tzorech mitzvah, a mitzvah purpose, panosa. And we all understand, to bring in a living for the family, oh yes, that's a real mitzvah, you know, you need to bring in, panosa for the family, you need to bring in money. It's a mitzvah. So, what I'm bringing out from there is, tzorech mitzvah is very hard to define. Sometimes we find even going panosa tzorech mitzvah, which obviously over here wouldn't be accurate. Simply we find, you know, a yid, everything a yid does, it's a mitzvah. When he runs to shul, then he goes home, it's a mitzvah, and he looks after this, looks after that, he's busy with this. Everything a yid is busy constantly with mitzvahs. From day in, day out, everything is. So, therefore, to define a tzorech mitzvah, to be mati something that's a mitzvah, is very, dangerous. So, it's very. So therefore, I understand why the Mishneh Berurah brings the Shlo HaKadosh. And he said that one should try to be machmi if possible, and not to rely on the balaita, even letzorech godel, because everything will only permit letzorech mitzvah, and who knows if we've got the right definition, and when exactly letzorech mitzvah is correctly defined. That's my personal gosh. Just to finish off with a brief, very, very quickly, with a story that Dan Greenhouse told me, when he was in Gates Yeshiva, there was once a power cut on Shabbos, in Gates Yeshiva, and the yeshiva, I don't know which years, we'll try to work out which years this was, it must have been probably in the early 70s maybe, late 60s maybe, and there was a power cut, and then they went up to the gates of then, which was Rav Naftali Shukovitsky, and they asked him if they could ask the goy to switch lights on the switch of the whole yeshiva. They were sitting in absolute, it was pitch dark, he said the mamash couldn't eat, he said he could not eat the soup, it was impossible. And they want to know if they can ask the goat on Friday night to switch the lights on Shabbos. And the gates drove, was Mate said, show it's Amir Lenochi. Let's according to this Lamona, it's Amir Lenochi. It's the Raisa, it's Amir Lenochi. Tzorich mitzvah, and it's a Tzorich Gadol. He allowed to be Mekel. It's a beautiful, perfect example of the Ramah. Tzorich mitzvah, Tzorich Gadol, Amir Lenochi with the Raisa. And they asked the Goyim, he said, Shalait on, and that one, that was it, and they were able to eat the soup. Next Shabbos again, the powers went off. And all this, everything went off, and they couldn't eat the soup, they couldn't eat the Shabbos soup. And again, they said, okay, fine. You know, some Bochim said, okay, it's fine, we can just rely on last week's Heta. But some Bochim were machmen, and said, you know, we have to ask for Heta again, can't rely on last week's Heta. And they went back to the gates thereof, and they asked him, could we switch the light on? There's the power went off again, electricity is up, we can't eat the soup. And then the gates thereof said, no, it's also. And it's also. And then he says, and then he said, why? Last week was okay. What's happened? What's Shulchan Aruch has changed things? And then what's the answer? Pardon?
Because then in a few years' time, you can turn it off yourself.
Well, yeah, what's the pshat? What's the pshat?
You should be perfect.
So one offer is
a pshat.
You should be ready. Here already, it's not Tzorich Gadol anymore. It's an element of negligence here already. Yeah. It's an element of negligence. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful story. It's very clear. I don't know if it was Mamash or Pauk, something, you know, something which could have been. Yes, yeah, some. Good, okay. Rabbi says, so we learned tonight the halachas of Hanor, if there's a majority, we go according to the majority, and then it's going to be Mut if it's Goyim. And then we spoke about the head of the Bala Itta of Amir Nochi, Letzorich Mitzvah, the Rabbi is only Mat if it's Letzorich Gadol. And then we spoke about the Shlach Kodesh, which says that even then one should try to be Machmi. Good evening.